everybody, it's Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush the Podcast, episode 49. Gosh, it's hard to believe that in just one more episode, we'll have 50 episodes under my belt. And that's not all that's under my belt, let me tell you, if you know what I mean. You know, I make comments like that, my wife just looks at me so lovingly as if she's just so happy to be married to such a witty fellow. Well, sorry we've been a little off schedule as of late. Some of the weeks I do about 3 or 4 episodes, and some maybe just 1 or 2, but, I've always got an eye out for quality, and hopefully you agree that this is quality as well. I was really happy because iTunes today, in their comedy section, now has us as a featured podcast, so apparently all that bribe money paid off finally. Well, hey, we got just a fun Back to Basics episode today. I've got just some vintage 80s commercials lined up, and I hope you like them. I'm just going to play a bunch of different commercials. And what's great is this is kind of a tie-in, because if you go to a pretty cool website called RetroJunk.com, it's kind of like Retro Crush, except instead of crush, it's more junky. But RetroJunk.com actually has the commercials that I'm going to play for you, but the whole video, so you can see them with your eyes and things like that. So here's a bunch of them I'm going to play for you. And the first one is for a cereal called C-3PO's. You have all the lovable characters in Star Wars that you can make a cereal out of. Of course you're going to go for C-3PO cereal. Because no kid doesn't want to have little sugary treats based on a faggoty droid from Star Wars. So here's the commercial.
Now, it's here. The excitement. The adventure of a new force at breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's. Twin rings fused together for 2 crunches in every 00. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3PO. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
Well, I suppose that's better than Chewbacca flakes or R2-D2 Chex or maybe Han Solo Albran. But anyway, hey, we got an email from a great listener named Jackie. One of the 3 women who listened to this podcast, apparently. And she wanted to hear the commercial for a great game called Crossfire. And we found it, thanks to some hints from some loyal readers. Here it is.
It's the ultimate challenge, Crossfire.
Crossfire, you get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire, crossfire, crossfire.
Well, I bet the guy who came up with that jingle was just up all night writing that song. It's like, wait a minute, Crossfire, 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 what's that next word gonna be? Oh yeah, Crossfire. Yeah, so in the classics there, I bet that guy got paid like $8,000 or more to come up with that gem. Well, here's a commercial for Mario Brothers that was for an Atari cartridge before Nintendo came into their own with their own system. They were licensing out their games to be crappy Atari games. And here's a fun commercial that you might remember.
Something's coming up the pump, Roto Beachy's in a bind, giant turtle got the game, creepy crabs are right behind, fireflies, cheaper giants, they're all coming up the pipe.
Mario, where are you?
It's Atari Mario Brothers with Mario from Donkey Kong, his brother Luigi, and lots of crazy creatures. And it's twice the fun when 2 play at once, because you need all the help you can get.
Mario, where are you?
Mario Brothers, new Atari.
Mario Brothers. Good thing they got a nice white announcer that knows how to pronounce Mario properly there. Well, here's a commercial that I had never known existed. There's this great game from the late 70s called Simon. And if you recall, the game was this big circular electronic game, and it had blue, yellow, red, and green light up buttons on it, and you had to repeat along with it. And so, like, you know, go like doot, and you'd press the doot button, and then it would go doot doot doot, and you go doot doot doot, and then like after like 2 minutes, it would be like doot 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 doot, and it would drive you crazy, basically. And you know, if you had attention deficit disorder, you pretty much messed up after the third beep. But they actually had a commercial for this. And this commercial, which you can also see at RetroJunk.com, is just hilarious. It's got this like total early 80s rocker dude, and they're just singing the lamest song ever to promote this toy. Here it is.
Let's play Sonic! Diamonds and come chase after me. Repeat my life sequentially. The things I do, what I do, that do. Diamonds and stop giving a rat. If you don't keep up with all my dad. So don't I do what I don't I do. Diamonds and go longer and faster. And when you do, you'll be the master. Did I do what I did I do?
Diamond, I do what I do computer games. Remember electronics.
The Do What I Do computer game, but don't do as I say. Here is a commercial for some Atari games. Now, when Atari first came out, they were the only company that made games for their system. Then this company called Activision came out, and they made, up until this point, if you had a video game system, you were the only company that made games for it. So, you know, Intellivision made games for its own system, Atari made games for its own system, Odyssey 2 was the only person who made games for their system. But Activision came out, and they didn't have a video game system. They just made games that you could also buy for the Atari, and they were surprisingly pretty good. And they really opened the doors for other third-party companies to start making games, which has really become a standard today. So you got to thank Activision for that. And they were actually quite better than the regular Atari games. Activision had started out with a game called Skiing and Boxing, and eventually made one of the more popular Atari games ever called Pitfall. But Mattel, who made the Intellivision, decided to make clones of their Intellivision games for the Atari under the name M Network. And these were not such great games, but it did have a pretty catchy jingle, which I'm going to play for you, as luck would have it, today.
Well, you did your Atari, but you're craving for new action. You want new excitement and you want satisfaction. Well, you're going to feel better when you hear the news. And that will give the cure for the video blues.
I, for the longest time, thought that that was an original song that was pretty catchy for that M Network jingle. And then when I saw that movie La Bamba, and they showed Eddie Cochran singing "There Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues," my first thought was, "Hey, they stole that from the M Network song." It's kind of funny when you grow up and see certain commercial jingles that were based on popular songs, and you thought that that was the original version of it. Like, there was one for Golden Grahams cereal that went, "Oh, those Golden Grahams, crispy Golden Grahams, golden honey, just a touch of Grahams golden wheat." And I didn't know that there was an old classic song called "Oh, Them Golden Slippers" that came from. But I think the funniest one was when Smurf Berry Crunch cereal came out, and they had a theme song for that that went like, "Smurf Berry Crunch is fun to eat, a Smurfy Crunchy breakfast treat. They're so very Smurfery." And then later that Christmas season, they showed a commercial for the Nutcracker that was playing in San Francisco, and they showed this music while these dancers around going, and I just thought, like, wow, it's a ballet with the Smurfberry Crunch song in it. That's pretty cool. But alas, I was wrong, and actually probably more stupid than wrong. But what you gonna do? Here's a commercial for the best pizza parlor that has a rat as its mascot. It's called Chuck E. Cheese.
You can smile America with Chuck E. Cheese.
You can just taste the pizza guy theater with Chuck E. Cheese. Food and games and all kinds of pizza. You want to taste the pizza guy theater? You can smile America. Smile America.
Smile, smile.
Smile. You can smile America with Chuck E. Cheese.
Hands down, Chuck E. Cheese has the worst pizza that's ever been created by mankind. If you've ever had the misfortune of tasting it, let me see if I can describe it for you. It's kind of like watered-down ragu for the pizza sauce with Alpo dog food dumped on top and maybe Play-Doh cheese. It's about the best way to describe it there. If you're ever unfortunate enough to have to eat pizza at Chuck E. Cheese, I recommend just getting the cheese pizza so you don't have to have that water-inflated mutant meat that they pass off as toppings there. But, yeah, just so I thought it's hilarious that a pizza company or any kind of company that had anything to do with food would choose to have a rat as its mascot. I think it's very telling when you're eating that crappy pizza and you see this dude dressed as a giant rat walking around. I went there about 3 years ago for a birthday party. Kids still love going there. And it was pretty funny because, like, there's this girl there who, I don't know what her story was, but she had, like, oh, easily like 40,000 of these tickets that you win from playing their stupid games in these giant trash bags. And it kind of looked like there was some inside job where basically the tickets were stolen or they got a hold of some tickets in some inappropriate way. But she literally had enough tickets to buy like every single toy that was available for earning these tickets. And they were giving her a hard time and not wanting to give her the prizes, accusing her of that they were being stolen, and there was a mob of customers gathering around yelling at them, and it was actually a pretty eventful day for being at Chuck E. Cheese. So this next commercial was a favorite of mine, and it's just a great classic commercial. Again, you can also see it, which I recommend. Of all the ones that you can watch, this is probably one of the best. If you look in the 80s section under public service announcements, this was one that the Warner Brothers cartoon characters, the Looney Tunes characters, did for kitchen safety. And it was voiced by the incomparable voice actor, Mel Blanc. And it basically has all of these different kitchen appliances warning you of their dangers. The beginning, there's this electric coffee percolator that's saying, you know, don't pull on my cord because I might spill hot water on you, and some various other things. But the best part is at the end, there's this, like, evil-looking pot on the stove that's got boiling water in it, and he's saying, like, I'm just waiting for a kid to grab my handle and I'll spill all over him and burn him. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, let's just let you hear it yourself.
You know, kids, the kitchen ain't a playground. There's a lot of danger hiding in here. That dangling cord can be a disaster. Especially if they grab hold and yank me.
My cords from the arms!
Hey, you said it. Keep dangling cords out of reach. Delicious cookies can be a tempting treat.
I should be over there.
Keep goodies away from heat so kids don't get more than a treat. There's a lot of things in here that can burn you. By itself, it's harmless, but filled with scalding hot water.
I just wait for a child to grab my handle then.
Uh-oh, a really bad brain. So to stay out of hot water, keep those pot handles turned in.
Exactly. Well, this next commercial, it's going to wrap up our commercials for the day, is from this really cool doll that every girl wanted growing up called Baby Alive. How I long for the days where Baby Alive is all that kids wanted. I've got a daughter now, and she's 9 years old, and she wants these, like, $200 American Girl dolls that you gotta buy. Oh, they're $100. Excuse me, they're much cheaper. Oh, they're only $80. I'm sorry, they're mighty affordable. But anyway, you know, Baby Alive dolls were cool because, like, its mouth moved up and down and you could feed it this great food. And what's really cool is once on eBay I saw that they were selling Baby Alive food and I bought a bunch of it. And what's funny is that it, like, says it's basically edible, but it says you shouldn't eat it, but it's non-toxic, so you should be able to eat it. And it's got flavors like banana and cherry and lime. And you're like, you know, if it's not edible, how come there's flavors on it? If only your doll can enjoy the flavors, what's the point? So very shortly, I'll be doing a live taste test of Baby Alive food that's over 30 years old. And I had sent a care package of this to Steve at the Sneeze. And hopefully he'll be doing a Steve Don't Eat It feature for this as well. So anyway, there's actually two Baby Alive theme songs. I was hoping for the one from the 70s that kind of went more like Baby Alive, soft and sweet, la 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 la. But this one's a little bit different. And I'm going to play it for you. Isn't that a surprise?
She's Baby Alive, giving you a bottle for your meal. You're so real, Baby Alive, making fresh food for your tummy.
Mm, cherries, yummy.
Baby Alive, changing your diapers when you're blue.
You're a good baby too.
Batteries not included.
Baby Alive, I love the way you make me feel. You're so real.
She's Baby Alive. You can really feed her, give her a bottle, and change her diaper.
And when you're trying to sleep at night, she'll cry and keep you from getting a decent night's sleep. She's so real. Baby Alive. Well, as always, I like hearing from you. And you can email me at rberry@retrocrush.com. Or you can call the Retro Crush hotline, 916-231-9480. That's 916-231-9480. And hopefully you can call and leave me better voicemails than this one.
Hey, Robert. What is brown and sticky? A stick! King Kong!
The rest of that voicemail was cut off because it was basically audio of him getting in a horrible drunk driving accident. So, hope you're okay out there, dude. So, we're going to leave you today with a special treat. I'm not sure what that special treat is yet. Hold on a second. Maybe the special treat is the sound of the tripods from the War of the Worlds movie starring Tom Cruise. Nah, that's not a special treat. Let me see. Maybe it's an excerpt from the black shirt skinhead group called a song called White Power Skinheads that's laughably crazy. Well, that's I got that off of iTunes. It was on John Leguizamo's celebrity playlist. What the hell were they thinking? Actually, we're going to do a special skinhead music show one day to show you how ridiculous some of that crap is. There's this one that's from this skinhead group in the UK, and one of the lyrics is like complaining about how once they were an empire and now they are a slum because of all the blacks in England. And like, Yeah, that's how you lost your empire. It was all those black soldiers that beat you down in the Revolutionary War, and all those blacks that kicked you out of India and things like that. So just kind of funny. But anyway, I'm not really a skinhead. I love all the colors of the world, regardless of their shade. Because really, if you think about it, we're all about the same. You know, I don't want any of you thinking that I'm racist out there, and maybe this will help mend the fences. Hope you like it.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we?
We all know that people are the same wherever they go. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Retro Crush the Podcast as much as I enjoyed recording it. I'd like to thank the fine folks at Trader Joe's for their $2 chuck wine, which helped out with this podcast immensely. And I'd like to thank my wife for cooking a fine macaroni and cheese dinner tonight. You know, Kraft only makes it so good, but she makes that special extra something in the way she boils those noodles. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I can get her to come back here and say a little something for everybody. But I'm guessing not. Oh, well. Please call us, 916-231-9480. Ow, she just threw a shoe at me. Can you believe that? Anyway, 916-231-9480 to call the Retro Crush voicemail. Email us at rberry@retrocrush.com. And please visit the retrocrush.com website, where untold delights await you. I'm going to leave you at the beginning. It's probably the lamest beginning of a Christmas song of all time. It's actually one of the lamest Christmas songs of all time as well. It's David Bowie and Bing Crosby singing Little Drummer Boy. Two outstanding singers picking a horrible song. And it's got the most corny, contrived setup to begin the song that you've ever heard. It's basically like, you know, David Bowie comes downstairs and just happens to see Bing Crosby hanging out. And he asks if she's the new butler. And he says, yeah, well, anyway, I'm going to play it for you. And you're not going to hear the song, but just the exciting beginning here for you. Until then, we'll have a new podcast up shortly. Good night, everybody.
Hello. Are you the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really, yeah. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.